Good morning and welcome again to Studies in the Gospels, a program that is heard each week here on the Gospel Radio Network. Studies in the Gospels is a weekly look at the life of Christ as found in the four Gospel accounts of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And today we are going to be looking as our Lord Jesus ascends to heaven after the resurrection. Our text today will be Mark chapter 16 and verse 19, Luke chapter 24 verses 50 through 53, and Acts chapter 1 verses 9 through 12. Now let's notice those. Mark chapter 16 and verse 19. So then, after the Lord had spoken to them, he was received up into heaven and sat down at the right hand of God. Luke chapter 24 verses 50 through 53. And he led them out as far as Bethany, and he lifted up his hands and blessed them. Now it came to pass, while he blessed them, that he was parted from them and carried up into heaven. And they worshipped him, and returned to Jerusalem with great joy, and were continually in the temple praising and blessing God. Amen. In Acts chapter 1, verses 9 through 12 now, Now when he had spoken these things while they watched, he was taken up, and a cloud received them out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, who also said, Men of Galilee, why do you stand gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, who was taken up from you into heaven, will so come in like manner as you saw him go into heaven. Then they returned to Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is near Jerusalem, a Sabbath day's journey. So now, we see the ascension of the Christ. 40 days after his resurrection, Jesus ascended to heaven. This was witnessed by his disciples until a cloud received him out of their sight. Now when he had spoken these things, while they watched, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight, according to verse 9 of Acts 1. The ascension took place near Bethany as Jesus blessed them. Notice Luke's account in chapter 24, verses 50 and 51. And he led them out as far as Bethany, and he lifted up his hands and blessed them. Now it came to pass, while he blessed them, that he was parted from them and carried up into heaven. Jesus' ministry as Lord and Savior did not end with his life here on earth. Important to our faith and hope is understanding what happened after Jesus ascended to heaven. The Old Testament taught us that Jesus would be exalted. Consider Daniel chapter 7 and verse 13. I was watching in the night visions, and behold, one like the Son of Man, coming with the clouds of heaven. He came to the Ancient of Days, and they brought him near before him. Now notice some of the things that the New Testament speaks of the Christ as far as today goes. recall what Jesus told his apostles before his ascension. In Luke chapter 24, verses 25 through 27. Then he said to them, O foolish ones, and slow of heart to believe in all that the prophets have spoken. Ought not the Christ to have suffered these things, and to enter into his glory? And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded to them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. Jesus Christ is at the right hand of God. Mark 16 and verse 19, So then, after the Lord had spoken to them, he was received up into heaven and sat down at the right hand of God. Jesus has been exalted. Consider Acts chapter 2, verses 33 and through 35 on the day of Pentecost. Peter speaking, Therefore, being exalted to the right hand of God, and having received from the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit, he poured out this which you now see and hear. For David did not ascend into the heavens, but he says himself, The Lord said to my Lord, Sit at my right hand till I make your enemies your footstool. Jesus has been given a name above all names. Philippians chapter 2, verse 9 says, Therefore God also has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name. Jesus Christ is reigning in his kingdom today. The New Testament fulfills all of the prophecies concerning the reign of King Jesus. It is proclaimed in the New Testament. Jesus has all authority in heaven and on earth, according to Matthew 28 in verse 18. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 20 through 22 tells us that he is above all principality. He is above all power and all might, all dominion, and every name. 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 22 tells us that angels, authorities, and powers have all been made subject to him. Jesus must reign until all his enemies are put under his feet, including death. 1 Corinthians 15, 24 through 26. Jesus is the ruler over the kings of the earth. Revelation chapter 1. And verse 5. And according to Revelation chapter 2, verses 26 and 27, he rules them with a rod of iron. Thus, Jesus is King of kings and Lord of lords. According to Revelation 7 and 17 and verse 14, 1 Timothy 6, verses 14 and 15. Jesus, and also his apostles, proclaim the present reign of Christ from heaven. Jesus is now our high priest, serving after the order of Melchizedek, Psalm 110 and verse 4. Jesus is truly the perfect and better high priest for us. And by the ascension of Jesus, he is now highly exalted above all things in both heaven and earth. Jesus began his reign as king and ministry as high priest with his ascension. Because of this, we have nothing now to fear and everything to hope for. Consider Romans 8, beginning in verse 31. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall bring a charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is he who condemns? It is Christ who died, and furthermore is also risen, who is even at the right hand of God, who also makes intercession for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, for your sake we are killed all day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Yet in all things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come. The Lord Jesus will return one day, and we must submit to his authority as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We can partake of the blessings of having him as our high priest. Consider again the close of that sermon in the book of Acts, chapter 2 at Pentecost, picking up in verse 36. As Peter said, therefore let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God has made this Jesus, whom you crucified, both Lord and Christ. Now when they heard this, they were cut to the heart, and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter said to them, repent, and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. But if we do not submit to the kingship and authority of King Jesus, then as his enemy we will be eventually crushed under his feet. We will experience his wrath for having despised God's grace when we had plenty of opportunity, according to Romans 2, verses 4 through 11, and 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 7 through 10, among other places. Now, back to our text in Acts 1. Now, let's notice verses 10 and 11. As we see and consider that Jesus will return. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, who also said, men of Galilee, why do you stand gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus who was taken up from you into heaven will so come in like manner as you saw him go into heaven. The disciples watched Jesus ascend to heaven, and they encountered two men in white apparel. Verse 10, and while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel. The two men gave them a promise. They promised that Jesus would one day return. Verse 11, who also said, men of Galilee, why do you stand gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, who was taken up from you into heaven, will so come in like manner as you saw him go into heaven. The two angels pronounced that Jesus would return in the same manner that he departed from them. The Old Testament told us that Jesus is coming. The four gospel accounts tell us that Jesus is here. And the epistles tell us that Jesus is coming again. Now we find here a definite bit of information regarding his coming again. Verse 11 points out that he's going to return the same way he left. We learn that Jesus is going to personally come for his people, and that he will come with the clouds, according to verse 9. Revelation chapter 1 and verse 7 points out that he is coming with clouds. And 1 Thessalonians 4:17 says that we will meet him in the clouds. We also know that his return will be without warning. Paul described his return as being like a thief in the night, 1 Thessalonians 5 and verse 2. Nobody knows when that will be. The faithful, however, will be prepared and be ready and not be caught by surprise. When Jesus returns, he will raise the dead and deliver up the kingdom to the Father. This world will be judged, and this earth will pass away. Consider 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 10 and 11. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens will pass away with a great noise, and the elements will melt with fervent heat. Both the earth and the works that are in it will be burned up. Therefore, since all these things will be dissolved, what manner of persons ought you to be in holy conduct and godliness? The purpose of Jesus' second coming is seen by his words. Revelation chapter 22 and verse 12. And behold, I am coming quickly, and my reward is with me, to give to everyone according to his work. Many people are skeptical that the Lord is going to return again because of the amount of time that has passed. But this should not be misunderstood as that the Lord will not return, but rather that the Lord is long-suffering with his creation. Remember 2 Peter 3, verses 8 and 9. But, beloved, do not forget this one thing, that with the Lord one day is as a thousand years, and a thousand years as one day. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some count slackness, but is long-suffering toward us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. And finally, verse 12. Then they returned to Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is near Jerusalem, a Sabbath day's journey. So after Jesus ascended to heaven, his disciples returned to Jerusalem to wait for the promise of the Spirit. Today we are not waiting for the promise of the Holy Spirit, but the promise of the Son. I want to thank you for joining me today. Next week, if the Lord wills, we will examine the conclusion of the Gospels of Mark and John. I hope you'll join me. Remember, our program will be replayed this evening at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. Excuse me, at 11 p.m. Central Standard Time, and posted in the on-demand section of the Gospel Radio Network website in a day or so. So until we meet again, this is Chris saying so long, may God bless you, and have a great day.